With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The trial of Claiborne Willie Ebanks begins today in grand court. Here's Radio Command's Debbie Ebanks.
Claiborne Willie Ebanks is accused of causing death by dangerous driving and driving under the influence following a 2024 crash that killed 32-year-old Health City lab technician Nikhil Rajput. Mr. Ebanks has pleaded not guilty. A jury was empaneled on Monday with proceedings set to formally open to them this morning with the facts of the case. Prosecutors say the victim was walking near the Health City facility when he was struck by a Suzuki Swift driven by Mr. Ebanks. The case is expected to last a week. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The case is taking place in the main court building. As a national coalition for Caymanians administration marks year one, the premier says his cabinet is considering ways to further protect Caymanian business owners.
In the Department of Commerce, we've now issued draft and instructions, and we're trying to move a bill under the Local Company Control Law Act to say, should cabinet now have the power to have a moratorium on business license that should just be reserved for Caymanians?
Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record, the Honorable Andre Ebanks says the country has qualified Caymanians with the financial wherewithal and expertise to run, quote, some of these businesses.
And it doesn't mean that it'll be absolute. We will know we will see businesses in certain categories. We say, yeah, we can't handle that and exactly. We need it. So bring that in because it's going to bring jobs and there'll be other benefits for the society. But where in particular areas like property development, real estate, they're clearly Caymanians that are doing this business. You mean to tell me we can't now have the foresight to make an adjustment? So we're going to look at other ways in which we're going to be getting a better balance in business.
The Local Companies Control Act regulates the foreign ownership and control of businesses doing local trade and commerce. And tomorrow night, you're invited to get a taste of all the 6th edition of Cayman Art Week will have to offer.
So we have the launch party in partnership with the National Gallery. That's co-hosted by Susan Aldi, who's Art Week's patron. And that's a great time to come out, meet the venue owners, meet the artists that are going to be on display. At the gallery, of course, you can see the permanent national art collection. So upstairs at the gallery, we have probably 80 local artists on display at any one time, and that's throughout the year.
Wow.
So that's a great place to come and get a wide scope idea about who's going to be out there.
Director of the National Gallery and Cayman Art Week founder Natalie Urquhart tells Radio Cayman, as an extra bonus, the National Gallery is opening a new exhibition that night, Next Wave, Emerging Voices in Cayman Art. It's a showcase of work by local artists between the ages of 16 and 20 following an open call by the National Gallery.
And the students that have applied to be part of that have gone through a really rigorous juried selection. So this is, you know, they can be very proud that their work has been selected for this exciting exhibition. So it's showing you the sort of next generation of artists coming up the ranks.
That exhibition will run through June 12th. And while there at the opening, you can also check out the ongoing showcase of Conversations in the Seventh Dimension.
And then, of course, we have the beautiful Randy Chalette solo exhibition that's on right now. If you haven't been there, definitely go down and check it out. It's a kind of a mid-career moment for Randy. It's not a full survey show, but it's highlighting his multidisciplinary creativity. So there's music, there is word and language, and, of course, his incredible paintings as well. And Randy will be there on the night doing a performance as well as being there to talk about his works.
Cayman Art Week runs through May 31st, and all events are free. Head to caymanartweek.com for a full breakdown of this year's events. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. Iran's Revolutionary Guards say they have the right to retaliate against violations of the ceasefire after the US carried out renewed airstrikes on Iranian missile sites and mine-laying boats. They also said their air defence units had shot down a US drone and fired at a fighter jet that entered Iranian airspace. The chairman of the oil giant BP has been removed less than a year into his job. A senior BP independent director said the board had been surprised and disappointed to learn of governance oversight and conduct issues it deemed unacceptable and had taken decisive action against Albert Manifold. A train has collided at a level crossing with a school minibus in Belgium, killing two adults and two children. Senegal's parliament has elected the sacked Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko as its new speaker, giving him a powerful platform to challenge the president. BBC News.